Coming up on TMS, boobs, butts, and beyond.
50 shades of nope.
Check out my oily fans.
Tornadoes never come to visit me.
A goatsy hole in the middle.
The chive and the onion are owned by the potato conglomerate.
Buy low, MRI while high.
Who wants a nooner?
Free cock peacock.
Fired food roulette.
Losers are always welcome.
Wiener in the pie.
Philip K. Dick Eyes.
Bringing Yik Yak back with Tom.
Recommendals with Nicole and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Any Illinois women in their 20s, 30s, up to 40, first one to message me gets to go out on a date with me, dinner and a movie.
This is what a guy's bladder looks like.
This is The Morning Stream, and I feel fine.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to TMS, or to it for the first time. It is Wednesday, August 18th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson, and I'm here with Brian Ibbett.
Hello, Scott. Also, welcome to those people who, for the last time, you know, who've decided that this is the last show they're going to listen to. Mm-hmm. They're done after just this one.
Yep, you're back.
Probably back. Because of one of my recommendal clips.
Listen, sometimes Wednesdays yield funny results. And for the most part, Brian's recommendals have landed on me just fine. The ones I've watched, I mean, Parasite notwithstanding, yeah. But, you know, any of the others that I've checked
Parasite
out.
Parasite will land on you just fine, too.
Yeah, that'll finally happen. I was actually tempted last weekend, and I just ran out of time, but I got to do it. Totally. I got to see it.
You know, watch it, download it to your computer. It's probably downloadable from Hulu. And then when you go on your vacation at the end of the month, watch it on the, watch it on your iPad when you're sitting there in the hotel room.
That's a great idea. No.
Probably a bad idea.
No, it's a great idea. This is good.
Some hotels have this great, like they have a Chromecast thing built into the TV so that you can Chromecast from your iPad to the big screen TV in your hotel room.
I would do that. That would be good.
It's so awesome. Yeah.
That's how that should be. That technology
it
was
is
made
how
for
it
hotels.
Should be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get on it, a-holes. All right. I got a weird email I got to read. This is a strange one.
Oh, okay.
One.
All right. Let's read it.
So enjoy this. This is from someone named Rickard. Rickard.
Ricard.
Like Richard and Deckard mixed, I guess. I don't know. Sure. It's weird. Maybe it's Ricard. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe he left the O off.
Rickard. Maybe it's somewhere between the two. Rickard.
I don't know. Maybe it's Rickard.
Yeah, maybe it's a cross between Riker and Picard.
Oh my gosh. So logical, and thoughtful.
Which kind of goes with the first thing he asks us, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely does. He says, hey, Scott and Brian, do you guys think there are any TMS fans out there that have made any slash fiction about the two of you? That would be pretty cool. Do you guys know what slash fiction is? If not, you are in for a really fun surprise if that's new to you. All right, we'll stop there for a second.
Yeah.
I know what slash fiction is.
Yeah, as do I. I think
isn't that popular, like a Spock and Kirk kind of deal?
Right. The whole movie Twilight is based on slash fiction of something else, wasn't it? It was like something that started out as...
No, 50 Shades of Grey is...
I'm sorry, 50 Shades of Grey was slash fiction of Twilight.
That's what it was. I think, right? We don't have that backwards.
That is correct. I had it backwards, correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you're right. For some reason, that was ringing, though, and now I don't know why I think that's right. But anyway, whatever. I haven't read any of those things, so who knows what any of it is. But yeah, like my exposure to it is limited. However, I do know famously that like there's a lot of slash relationship fiction where they, you know, where Kirk and Spock are getting it on.
I
assume some Harry Potter things exist.
There have to be. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
What else? There's what's popular?
There's probably, man, it's like I don't want to say things that might be giveaways to our Tadpooley feud later on. But
oh, right. Yeah. You don't want to give anything away. That's true. Yeah, I can't remember. There's another one that's prominent. And I can't think
of
it.
I'm sure there's Iron Man, Captain America slash fiction. You know? Yeah,
probably. Right. And whatever. Right. It sprung out of the Trek community and it kind of built from there, and it is what it is, and no judgment here. I don't have, you know, much to say about it. But do I think anybody's ever done that for us? Man, I hope not. I hope nobody's done that.
I doubt it.
I don't want to read it is what I'm saying. If it's for you and you're into it and whoever wrote it is like, wow, I love my TMS fan fiction.
Right.
Great. I don't want to read it.
Exactly.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah, J.K. Grammer says, careful what you say, Jamie will add it to a mashup. Technically, some of those That's What She Said mashups that Jamie does are Brian and Scott slash fiction.
Yeah, that's a good point. He does. You know what? Yeah. All right. I'm going to say it because I think you're right. Jamie has made, he has assembled slash fiction from show content. So Jamie's our guy. He's the one that's done it.
Yeah, I think... Free Ranger says, so you don't want us to send you our slash fiction, I really don't think I'll even read it if you send it. Yeah. I don't want to read. I don't want to.
Like, part of me would be honored to know that someone did it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to, because that just means they're just really into it or whatever. But I don't want to actually, I don't want to read a thing where it's like, Brian walked into the hotel room and Scott had just finished pumicing his butt.
Coming out of the shower.
I don't want any of that. So keep it away.
I'd probably read it just far enough to make sure they got my details correct.
Could you highlight the areas where I am described in detail, please?
Just put a little bookmark on those so I can jump to them and say, okay, that's close enough. And all right, that one's a little bit... on the low side, but we'll go with it. Yeah.
Just a little bit of fact checking on Brian's part, and then we're good.
Right, exactly.
Lord. Well, Rickard, the answer is what we gave you. Now, he goes on to say this. He says, also, and I don't know why there's such a shift in tone here, but
there really is. It really goes from one to the other.
Yeah, it really shifts. He says, also, I think it's danger-ous. I think he meant dangerous. It's just out of space.
Yeah.
To take Tina on a big international trip, given that she has had cancer back then, and the Delta thing is all over the place. He finishes up here, says, and if I find any slash fiction, I will send it to you. Maybe I'll write some myself. Love the show, though, Rickard. So so there's a man going right to Brian there with the
and I do appreciate that. Thank you, Rickard, for thinking of that. And it is certainly not something that we haven't thought of, that I've put into given considerable thought to. And when she said, yep, let's do it. Let's go on this trip. I went ahead and increased the amount of money I get paid off on the life insurance policy that I have on her. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. Yeah. You totally went right by you because you're looking down.
I get it. I got it. I just didn't want to interrupt with raucous laughter, but continue.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Always raise your life insurance when somebody else is at risk is what you're saying.
That's right.
That's the joke.
This was her decision. And really, let's be honest, It's not like Delta's only in other countries that we're going to. Delta's made itself known pretty well here. And sadly, because her job takes her to a lot of different places, just in her daily work life, she's not immune to, immune's probably the wrong word, but she's not... quarantined from the possibility of Delta just in our regular daily lives. Zoe says, sounds like that was assuming she had no say in this. Exactly. She said, yes, this is the time. Let's do it. Let's go now.
Yeah. She's jazzed for this trip, by the way. Every time I talk to Brian about it, it sounds like he's excited, but it sounds like she's out of her mind excited. Like,
she's out of her mind excited. Yeah. And part of my excitement is watching how excited about it she is. But we both have, there's this little underline of, it's like a little red autocorrect underline under Ireland trip that could, if we right click on it, could change to postpone because of Delta. As the autocorrect choice. So we have 2 weeks. Hopefully nothing changes for the worst. I mean, numbers are going up, but we're both vaccinated. We're both fine wearing masks everywhere we go and for the long flight and all that stuff. So
what if they offered one of these talked about boosters before you left? I'd get it, wouldn't you?
I would totally take it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're saying 8 or 9 months after the first, after the last shot. And my second one was in April.
Same. So that would be how far off?
That would put us in November, December timeframe for our boosters, but I don't have an issue of getting a booster. Yeah. If
let's get them, baby. Bring those boosters. Yeah. I'm ready. Also, let's get the 12 and unders taken care of because there are a lot of kids in hospitals right now, and I don't want that to keep happening.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like kids. Kids are awesome, and they should get a longer chance at life and not horrible problems, even if it's right. mild for one. Others have it worse. All right. Well, thank you, Rickard, for your yeah. weird email that
your
goes
concern,
all over the place.
And appreciate that very much.
Yes, of course. All right. We're going to – today's a big day. Not really. It's Wednesday.
Is it?
Not really that big a day. We are going to play Tadpooley Feud, and I've missed it. It was we didn't get to do it last week, so it's been 2 weeks since Tadpooley Feud, and that's a long time. And
it I has. Think that it's we it's been too long. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. So we're going to do it now, and I'm going to play this to start it. Welcome, Brian Dunaway, to the program to play a little Tadpooley Feud. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, you're
listening
like
to
a,
you on your mic.
Yeah, you're on like a
bathroom. On my what? On my room mic. Is yeah. this way? Let me check.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're in a bathroom stall.
Yeah.
Hold a second.
Sounds like you're taking a poopy. A little poo-poo.
Are you taking a poopy?
I guess y'all do hear it then. I see why. I see what's going on.
Hey.
Here I am.
Oh,
here
he
is.
Oh, that's okay. So much better.
How about this now?
Yeah, that's much better. That mic
but
isolates
I have to do
you.
My Raymond voice on this one. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, it's good to have you here, man. How are you? Are you doing all right? You work? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm safe. I know you talked about the tornado. We had several tornadoes in town yesterday. None of them come by to visit me.
Mm.
Typical tornadoes.
Yeah, they don't like
and,
you.
But today, this sunshiny outside, wouldn't even know there's a tornado here, except for the death and devastation.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Except for that. Except for the horrible thing that it rot overnight. But yeah, other than that, it's fine. Well, good. Yeah. It's good to have you here. We also have a listener on who's going to be a participant in today's program. Let's find out who's been waiting very patiently. Hello, who's this?
I'm not sure if this is allowed, but it's Talia again.
Oh, did it? Of course it is.
Oh,
anytime, Tally, you call. Anytime anybody else calls, they can be multiple callers. We don't care. We're here.
We're just, you know, obviously we don't want, if you won within the last couple of weeks, we want you to hold off. But you didn't win in the last couple
weeks.
Yeah,
you lost. Oh. You lost horribly, miserably lost. So our goal is to see if we can't rectify that today. So I'm glad it's you. Hey, Brian, you want to explain these rules real quick and then dive in?
I'll do my best, but, you know, it's pretty dang complicated. It's time to play the Tad. Time to play the Tadpooley Feud. Oh, there's no echo on that one. No. I've surveyed.
Did we get an echo?
A little bit. It sounded like him. It just sounded like there were two of you. Like two of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian have to predict the answers that they gave us. It's Scott and Brian's job to see how many of those answers they can guess. Tali, your job is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian. And if your team wins, you get a prize package that includes copies of Yoku's Island Express and Swords and Soldiers 2 Shawarmageddon.
Yoku's Island Express, one of the great underrated, like no one's heard of it, but if you played it, you love it kind of game. It's so
good. Came out last couple of years. It's a fun game.
Fantastic.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, you're the dung beetle in that one, right?
Yep. You're the dung beetle and you're in this. It's some
you're
of the most beautiful.
Poop.
You're pushing poop. Well, it's a rock. It's a stone, but sure.
It's poop.
Sure. And then it's just like one of the coolest, most pretty, like, I guess you could call it a Metroidvania, but it's a lot more than that. It's also got like pinball mechanics in it.
Oh, really?
This all sounds nuts, but it's rad. That's a rad little game.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. All right. Well, but you only get those if you win. And to win, you've got to play. And to play, we've got to give you guys your Tadpooley Feud question thing. Or,
question thing.
Question thing. All right. So this is another one where we had very few people who passed on the answer. And I'm just going to prepare you. There's the literal way of taking the question, and then there's the way the tadpool takes the question. So that's the only preparation I'm going to give you.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Hands on buzzards. We asked.
I love it. Yeah.
Hands on buzzards. We asked 342 tadpoolers this question. What's your favorite movie trilogy?
Ah.
Scott.
Barely missed it. Trilogy would be Star Wars.
It would be three, and you have to have an answer already before you hit the buzzer.
I did. Star Wars.
Show me Star Wars. Yes, the Star Wars original trilogy.
Really?
75 people said that one. That's it. Number two, there's one that'll beat it. Brian, do you have a guess?
Wow, okay. Well, I would have thought it would have been Star Wars. Now I'm freaking out. Yeah. I'm freaking the freak out, man.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a trilogy? And you said the people. Okay. I'm going to go with
answer that question a second time, Brian.
I know. And I'm stalling because I'm like, there's a million things going through my head, but I can't figure out any of them. I'm going to say Lord of the Rings.
All right. Show me Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
Number one answer with 129 people in the chat room saying it. Very good. Which means, Talia, you're going to be working with Brian Dunaway. The two of you have control of the board. What else you got for favorite movie? Quote marks trilogy from I mean, the
why is it
she has listen I'm guessing
such a question.
I'm guessing she has to be really excited to be working with you, Brian, because Brian knows everything about movies. You've always got a big pile of movies. You've seen them all a million times. You have Blu-ray compilation. Boo-ha hoo-ha, you're the man.
Boo-ha hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Boo-ha hoo-ha.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let what do you think before I start spewing my BS.
Well, for this one, I think most people are going to know the answer, so I think we got to be the first ones to say it. So go with Back to the Future.
Oh, Back to the Future.
There you go. That was the next one I was going to use. That's perfect. Yeah. Back to the Future.
All right. Show me Back to the Future.
Three.
It's number three, Marty.
Number three.
Doc, our answer is number three.
All right. Wow, top three on the board down. This is scary.
Do you have another one? Because I have one that I want to say, but I'm afraid it might not be high enough on the list, and then people will be... I'm going to say... I've been thinking... Yeah. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I was going to say the Blade trilogy, but as soon as it came to my mind, that was like the first thing I was going to say when I hit the buzzer. And then I was like, but will anybody pick that?
I'd put the Dark Knight trilogy above the Blade trilogy.
Doing it. Dark Knight trilogy, agreed. Dark Knight
trilogy. All right, show me a Batman.
Oh, jeez. Oh, very nice. The
number
Nolan
six.
Trilogy. All right.
Number six.
Well done.
Very good.
Racking
all right.
My brain here. Nobody passed.
How about the Terminator?
Well, you got more than three. I guess it doesn't matter, right?
Well, that's the question. I mean, the original trilogy, and then it goes beyond that,
Keep
right?
Keep in mind, this is the Tadpool.
Some
of them can't count.
Even better. I think that's the clue we were looking for. I'm going to say the Terminator. What do you think?
I mean,
got one better?
To be honest, I've never seen the third one, and I don't think I really need to.
You kind of don't.
Right?
Yeah.
I kind of just see them as just like two good movies and then some meh.
Yeah. Right.
That's true.
I'll defer some meh. To you, but I would also remind you that the American Pie movies are also a trilogy.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They are. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one of those had
I'm going to go.
Mom?
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's the third one.
Yeah.
You know what? We've been talking about Alien. I'm going to go with the Alien series because I know it's more than a trilogy, but after four, does it really even count?
No, it still can count as a trilogy. And again, Brian keeps saying, why am I helping you? Never mind.
Right.
Forgive
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Why are you helping? All right. So we're going with Alien?
Aliens.
All right. Show me the Alien trilogy. Number eight on the board.
All right. So going back to American Pie. Then.
Alien 4 Resurrection just doesn't count for some people.
You're going to do American Pie? You ready? Are you doing
that? We said, let's go back to American Pie because I took some. Go ahead.
I mean, it was just a reminder.
Oh, it was just a reminder in that case.
No, it's important to be reminded once in a while, though. The American Pie had three of those damn things. Stifler's mom's only in one, right? She's my favorite.
Right.
Stifler's mom has got it going on. All right.
Besides Star Wars, the biggest trilogy for me growing up, and I know they've since screwed it up, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, is that the one you're going with?
Duh. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm going with.
All right, show me.
We named the dog Indiana.
Number 7 nice. On the board.
Oh, I can't believe that's higher. Not higher, I mean. Would have put that 4th or 5th. All right.
That's what I'm having trouble with. Those 4s and 5s are like making me think there's some things we're not thinking of.
Yeah, they're elusive. Mm-hmm. Elusive.
All right, how about... I know you remind me about the American Pie. Do you have any more reminders?
Other than that, I mean, maybe the Simon Pegg, the Cornetto or whatever.
Oh yeah, good. The Godfather. Oh no, I'm sorry. You twitched out, and I heard something totally different. But yeah, the Coronado.
Yeah, the Shaun of the Dead business. This right, is the tadpole. I'll bet that's on there.
Is that what you're going with?
Let's do that.
You've said like 11 answers, so just land on one.
Yeah.
The last one I said.
Pick one.
Yeah, do that.
High Fuzz.
All right.
Go on for the High Fuzz trilogy.
Okay. All right. The Three Flavors Cornetto trilogy. Show me.
Number four
on the list.
Wow. Yeah. Dadgum, you tadpole. Okay, then we got to go with Toy Story, right? Even though I disown number 3. I think.
Toy Story 3, definitely.
You know they voted for that just because you are going to be on doing this with me.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was looking at the list, and I'm like, you know what? I bet Toy Story 3 would have to be on there.
That's great.
Some comeuppance.
Yeah.
All right. Show me Toy Story.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Man.
Number 48 on the list, by the way.
Just what I think I have you guys figured out.
48's a long way down.
That is a way
48
down.
Is a long way down. Yes, exactly.
All right. I finally get a shot here.
You finally get a shot. I think officially Talia has won. I think she gets the prizes because
she wins
no
either
way. For
way.
You to catch up. But,
All right. I'm going to say someone said Mad Max probably. So even though it's not a trilogy and the best one's the 4th one, but you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mad Max.
Reset that timer. Show me Mad Max.
Damn it.
Oh no.
That one, number 34 on the list.
You guys, what the heck, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I think if the 4th movie is better than the 1st, it's hard for people to think of that as a trilogy. Whereas if the 4th movie is garbage, like Indiana Jones, then it's way easier for people to think about it as a 3.
No need to defend it. Brian's right.
All right. Correct. Back over to Brian and Talia. What you got?
Right. And every time I think, I'm like, oh, well, that's, I'm like, oh, I got it. I got the sequel. And then I'm like, no, wait, there was like 6 of those. I keep doing that. It's just like, there's so many.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
They go way beyond 3.
There's a lot.
There really is. What do you got? What are you thinking?
What you got?
Yeah.
What you got over there?
What you got, Talia?
What you got, Talia? Come on.
Trilogy. Well, he said not necessarily a trilogy, but what was a tadpole foot?
Yeah.
Right. That thinks it's a trilogy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back. What do you think about that? Blade, I said. But for some reason, that just sticks with me. I don't know why. For some reason, when I think of the de facto trilogy, I think of Blade. I don't know why.
I'm with you because I love Blade. I unapologetically love the Blade series.
Right. Other than Back to the Future, which is a hard, true 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Blade feels like the other.
Well, there's
true
another one.
3.
There's another
at
one.
At least
just
until
bad.
They do a Back to the Future 4th movie. You know,
right.
With Marty's kids finding the time machine or something.
Yeah. It's a kid, Marty. I mean, I know of at least 3 trilogies that are terrible, and that's why I didn't say them, but maybe I was wrong to do that.
We got nothing to lose. Let's go with Blade.
Do it.
All right, show me Blade.
Oh!
Number 18 on the list. I'm amazed that anybody said it, really. But
what?
Wow, that's impressive that it's that high on the list, to be honest.
It is impressive that it's higher than Mad Max, even, yeah.
All right, well, let's get these other ugly ones out of the way. The prequel trilogy of Star Wars.
No, sure. Is that
Star
different?
Wars prequels.
Oh, yeah, you just says original, right there, of course.
It says it right there, yep. All right, show me the prequels. Misa, show me the prequels.
Shit.
Oh, really?
I'm really bad at this.
Prequels 23.
Yeah, they deserve to not be on the list. It's fine.
Yes.
Interesting.
Right, Brian Dunaway, one more shot at an answer.
Don't
here.
Put it on me. Let's see
American
here.
Pie. go with American Pie.
American Pie, do it.
You American Pie. We're going with American Pie. We did my crappy one. We're gonna do. Yeah. We're gonna do the crappy
now,
one.
I have
as
a question.
Well.
I have a quick question about American Pie because American Pie has actually 7 or something. There's some directed DVD things and all that.
Right, are but they after broken? 3, did
Eugene
they really?
Eugene Levy's been in all of them, right? Isn't he the?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what back when I thought Eugene Levy was done for this world, and then you know Schitt's Creek kind of redeemed him, but.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how that works, but
he is the libido of that film. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, sure. Wiener in the pie. All right.
Show me American Pie. I don't even think American Pie came up in this list.
That's
looking,
too bad.
Scanning through it. No. Bye-bye, American Pie.
Yeah. Bye, Stifler's bye, mom would absolutely pie. Be wrong. All right. I'm going to say let's do the Matrix trilogy.
Oh, sure. That's a good one.
Even though it's poopy on the back end. But,
even though it's really just one movie. Yeah. And show me The Matrix.
Look at you.
Yeah, look at me. Look at
me.
I mean,
it really
this.
Is truly a trilogy until the next one comes out, unless you count Animatrix, which wasn't a theatrical release. It was just a
this is
anthology
a bonus.
Of cartoons.
Sure. Yeah. All right, I'm going to say that the tadpole probably, this is my last strike. They probably tried to apply this to the 3 Captain America movies.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So those.
That's right. First Avenger, Winter Soldier, and Civil War. Show me Captain America.
Captain.
I can do this all day.
Damn it.
Captain.
All right. Those well, are my first off, 3. Congratulations, Talia.
Yeah, well done. You win.
I bet you somebody put Harry Potter and freaking stuff like Pirates of the Caribbean where we got like 30 of all of those.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think these last two, certainly one of the last two, is a true trilogy. Show me number 9. John Wick.
Oh, yes, of course. Damn I think of John Wick.
The Parabellum is the 4th movie, isn't it? Or is that the 3rd?
That's, no. Oh, shit.
That's the 4th. That's the 4th. No. That's the 4th.
John Wick Parabellum.
I know. I can.
I think that's the 4th one. I think you're right.
It is a trilogy so far.
No, it's 3.
So John Wick.
3 is Parabellum.
3?
Currently still is a trilogy.
Yeah, 3 is called Parabellum. 4 is not. I don't think 4's got. It's just
really
called Chapter.
In production, but that's it.
I think 4 is called Chapter 4 currently, but that may change.
Sure. And then finally, another true trilogy. The Godfather.
I almost said The Godfather, but I didn't think anybody had
Tadpole. You did say The Godfather, and then you went back to the Cornetto trilogy. Which
was higher.
Which was the higher right move.
What were in a few others after that? Because this is a crazy list.
I'm going to give you, this is great. This goes all right off the rails. The Bourne trilogy. Evil Dead. The Hobbit.
Oh, of course.
Hunger Games. Jurassic Park. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Austin Powers, Captain America did come in number 19, How to Train Your Dragon, Naked Gun, Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Somebody said the 28 days later and 28 weeks later as a trilogy. Yeah. I don't think you can count that Sandra Bullock movie as the first part of that trilogy.
No, and there never was a 28 months. I would love one, but there wasn't one.
Yeah.
So.
Bad Boys, Beverly Hills Cop, Die Hard, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Die Hard,
yeah.
Kung Fu Panda, maybe Die Hard. What was Live Free or Die Hard? 6 or 7 or something?
Yeah, it was up there.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks, Mummy, Planet of the Apes, Police Academy.
Put the
Star
Mighty
Trek
Ducks.
2 through 4, somebody said, as
that is
as the
so
greatest
just,
trilogy of all time.
They ignored the original.
Confused. Oh, yeah, exactly. But 3 and 4 are not good movies. Sorry.
They're right. The Apple Dumpling Gang, somebody put.
Nice. So. Nice. The Apple Dumpling Gang. Who the hell put that
Apple
in
Dumpling
there?
Gang. Somebody just loves the Apple Dumpling Gang rides again.
Gary. I think it was Gary, dude, because Gary's the only guy that knows what that even is. All right. Well done. That means this.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And Tally, yes. I'm actually a little jealous. Have you played Yoku's Island Express before?
I think I've seen it on Game Pass, but I didn't.
To
get up then
it is so cool.
It's yours now.
You're gonna love it. It's such a cool game, and I'm really glad you won it.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah,
of course.
Back to the Future 2 is my favorite. Bye
Yeah, perfect.
Wow. I mean,
wow.
If you're just gonna admit it on national podcast radio, go ahead. I guess I don't know. I mean, if you're gonna admit it, no, 2's terrible. Look, I wish you'd have stayed. I'd have had this argument with you. 2 is a bad movie.
It's horrible because of Leah Thompson's big fake plastic, horrible boobs.
Well, that and everything else in it. It's a bad movie. Three is a return to form. Bad. Three is a return to form. I loved three. Three was great. No complaints about three. One and three, those are my favorites. It's a great sandwich, except the meat's a little rotten. That trilogy there.
It's fine.
Yeah. You're a bad movie, she says. All right. Well done. She knows the drill. Just send Brian that email, coverville@gmail.com, and we'll hook you up with your codes. Brian Dunaway, what a good time we've had here. And yesterday we had even a better time on the Boop Show. Anything else you want to mention this week? What's going on, man?
Oh, sure. I'll be streaming next week's Boop Show homework tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time if you want to follow me on twitch.tv/Brian Dunaway. That's me.
Yeah, that is you. And it's fun to watch you play. So if you want to go watch Brian play,
it is.
Then you owe it to yourself to do that. Brian Dunaway, have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you Saturday. Bye.
No, you.
What are we doing for FilmSec? I forgot.
We're doing Short Circuit.
Oh, right. No disassemble. Got it.
No disassemble. No yep. Cultural misappropriation.
Yes. No weird white guy playing an Indian man. That'll be fun. So look forward to that. Getting our 80s on this weekend. So that'll be cool.
Yes.
All right. We got time for a wee bit of news.
This is the info we've been waiting for.
Time for the news brought to you by...
Waiting for. Brought to you by Tina's Alzheimer's Walk fundraiser. Still raising money for that. It's going to be 1 month from today, as a matter of fact. September 18th, she and I are going to do a walk, and we're going to be wearing a couple t-shirts that I designed. If you want to help support this project, go to tiny.cc/TinaWalk. Almost like you're issuing her a command. Hey, Tina, walk.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk.
I don't want to walk.
Brian has ruined us on that. It's just ruined. Because now I don't even, I just hear it when you talk about a thing. It's like, oh, where's Tina? Yeah, oh, exactly. She's at work.
Brian, Let's go get some Jimmy John's before we see the string quartet.
It's so hard to.
She's taking me on a mystery date tonight.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, I have no idea what it's going to be.
All right. Well, it's very good, and I love it.
Yes.
Tiny.cc/TinaWalk, everybody. Go check it out.
TinaWalk!
Well, that is case sensitive because the CC people are weird, or the tiny.cc people are weird. You have to do...
Oh, right. All lowercase, yes.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know why, but it's dumb.
I know. Fix it.
Yeah, why are... Listen, the rest of the world is not case sensitive. Why are you? Okay?
Right. All right.
Let's move on. Tiny human brain grown in a lab... has grown eye-like structures that can sense light. Yeah.
Wow.
This is amazing, actually.
Alex Jones's brain.
I like to see, he'd say.
I like to eat.
No, see, he means. All right, so look at this here. This is crazy, actually. Small blobs of human brain grown in a dish have been coaxed into forming rudimentary eyes, which respond to light and send signals to the rest of the brain tissue. This says
it grew its own eyes. Yeah. That is the craziest part of this.
And they're not great eyes. I mean, they're just sensing light. But if you think about it,
I just made eyes. I made your eyes.
Why does that always remind me of? You always do that, and then I go, "Oh yeah, Blade Runner, got it."
Yeah.
And then, part of my brain in the petri dish it lives in, shifts over to Peter Stormare giving Tom Cruise his eyes in Minority Report every time.
Oh, right.
Every time. And I guess those are both Philip K. Dick ideas, so it makes sense that everyone's getting eyes in his books. But
it's true. Yeah. It's all about eyes. It's all about the eyes for Philip K. Dick.
I love Peter Stormare. He could do no wrong, man. That guy.
Yes. Yeah.
He's so good. He's in that. He's in the Elder Scrolls Online I've been playing, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Plays a Nord King. Somewhere up in Western Skyrim, somewhere. Anyway.
That's cool. I played a new fun thing yesterday. I played Tales from Galaxy's Edge, Star Wars Tales from Galaxy's Edge, which is a Oculus VR thing. It's a lot deeper. I was expecting, all right, it's just going to be a walk around Galaxy's Edge, you know, something similar to the Disney area. Mm. Oh, no, there's fire and shooting and dodging. You get to fight those guys from Force Awakens that had the red outfits with the faces that just had the black circle on them.
Oh yeah, those are cool.
The gang that tries to capture the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, those are my favorite of the trilogy dudes. Those are cool.
So, mine too. Yeah, I bought an action figure of that guy because, or one of those guys, because it's so cool.
Now, I'm going to share a little truth with you here because you're talking about stuff you're into.
Sure.
I was trying to. I've been trying to find something that, is Pokemon Go-ish, but not Pokemon Go, because it just doesn't do it for me.
Sure.
And I tried the Witcher one's pretty good, except it really requires you to go places, and like some of these quests are like walk freaking 5 miles that way, and there's a little 10-foot space you got to find in the middle of someone's yard. It's like just too specific.
Right. Right.
So I've tried this. This one. This.
The Garfield one is the one you like, right?
No, it's the Jurassic Park one.
Is that the Jurassic Park? Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's good. It's really
fun. Is it still they're still maintaining it, adding new stuff to it?
Yeah, it appears to be cool. I mean, I'm finding plenty of players for the head-to-head stuff, and it appears to be doing okay. They just updated it actually the other day. And it's got this much wider net to catch things, so I don't, you know, I can't like have to walk everywhere. I don't mind walking, but and it does these incentives. I don't know if Go did this during the pandemic or even now, but I can hit some of the spinners, like basically they're Pokestops to get like tranquilizers and stuff. I can hit those within a reasonable radius, but I can get more of that stuff if I'm closer to it.
That's not how they during the pandemic and sadly stopped recently, even though the pandemic is still going on.
Yeah.
They increased the distance for Pokestops.
In trouble, cool. Right? Aren't they? Or not in trouble, but the player base is all pissed.
Player base is really angry about that, and some of them have boycotted the game. And Niantic said, "Okay, you know what? We'll revisit this. We get it that it still helps a lot of our differently abled players, and sometimes they're in places that people just can't get to conveniently. So we'll revisit the idea of extending those distances again."
Yeah, I hope they do it. They'll probably some of that they'll put back in place. Some of it they won't. They'll find a good happy place, I'm sure.
Yeah, anyway. I'd like to see them extend it back because there are some Pokestops that I go near on my regular cycling commutes that it was fun to be able to kind of reach from there. But now it's like okay, pretty much got to be right on top of it now to re-scan it.
You ever think this just occurred to me? Somebody who thinks that the vaccine gives them a tracking chip so the government can track them, do you think they also play Pokemon Go where they're literally
I imagine there's so many people who are like, nope, I'm not getting that vaccine because they put a tracking chip, but by golly, I've turned on location services on my phone.
And they're tweeting from a thing where they've got location services on. It tells people exactly where they are. And
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even know they're doing it. I mean, duh. Here you go.
Back to Pokemon Go.
I like that lady. All right.
Pokemon Go.
Anyway, so this thing's popping eyes. Oh, I got to show the chat the image of this. This is crazy. So it's real weird looking. It doesn't look like your average eyes, but there's the brain tissue, and it's got these two growths, and they sense light.
Right.
Which is just kind of nuts.
It is kind of nuts. It looks like a Pokemon. It looks like a...
Yeah, which one would you call that one?
There is a blob in the most recent something cis. What is it? It's meiosis or... Oh, man. Let's see. I can't even remember what kind it is. He kind of looks like Ditto, yeah. But there's another one that's got like a... Solosis. Thank you.
Solosis?
Sasnak 9. Yeah, Solosis. Kind of looks like this.
Well, that's perfect because he can sense solar... this thing can sense solar light, so that's a good name for it, even though I don't know what a Solosis is, but still.
Right.
It fits.
Right. I'll send you a photo of a Solosis because it kind of is. It's kind of this.
All right. That'd be great. So it's very cool. Pair of eyes-like structures create tissue similar to real eyes, including round lenses, which normally focus on an image in a retina, the patch of tissue on the back of the eye that senses light. In a way, the brain tissue is seeing light. Really, really cool. I don't know what it means. It just means our brains are incredibly complex and nuts, and kind of if you can coax them along, we'll actually do a lot of shit without our help.
Right.
And try to, you know, sort of try to be what they are meant to be.
Now, see, they have to protect this thing, right? Because they've created something that can now be aware of itself.
Mm-hmm. This is a sentient form of life now, right?
It's a sentient form of life.
Oh, well, yeah, they have to be careful. What if it gets too smart? What if? Oh, no.
Whatever. It's mother brain. It's tiny, tiny mother brain. By the way, I sent you a photo of Celosis.
So I'm looking at him now, and it is very similar, except it doesn't have that cute little pink curl hair thing at the top. And
yeah, a little horn and that weird, let's call it a goatsy hole in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. And he's living in a little membrane bubble thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have you caught these before? I assume you have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've caught everything.
Probably. Yeah, you've caught everything the game lets you catch, right?
I've caught everything that is currently available in this region and a few things that are available in other regions that have, you know, been available for raids and stuff like that.
Now, when you go to, will there be anything unique and new in this trip?
Yeah, both in Ireland and Japan, there will be new Pokemon that I'll be able to catch that I haven't been able to.
That's cool. So there might be like a leprechaun, or not a leprechaun, but some
a little leprechaun. That's right.
Yeah.
You'll never take my Lucky Charms. I can't remember what it is. It's like when we're in the southern part of Ireland, we should be able to get some stuff down there.
Be great if they just straight up put Lucky in there. That'd be amazing. I would love
that. That would be really funny. Yeah.
They're not going to do that, though. You just throw like a yellow moon at it. Bonk it on the head.
I'm going to catch this one with a net and a yellow moon.
I'm going to use a green clover.
All right, moving on. Billy Crystal in the news. We like him. Okay. He's cool. He's a comedian.
I do like
him,
yes. Yeah,
been around forever. He got super stoned inside of an MRI machine.
No.
Yeah, he was looking for his zip switch clams. He was in an MRI machine, and he ate too many weed gummies. And then he asked the technician for Taco Bell, which is pretty funny. He said he ate too many and asked for fast food after 30 minutes into the MRI. The Princess Bride actor, really? I mean, that's fine. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of limited ways.
Yeah. Well, you know, the City Slickers actor, the...
SNL star, the soap.
Oh, yeah.
He was on Soap, you know? Soap.
Yeah, the When Harry Met Sally actor.
Yeah. A lot of things.
The frequent Oscar host.
Yeah. One-time Oscar nominee, I think. Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. I wonder if they just look at what did the best box office-wise out of all of... his movies and use that one. I don't know. It's odd.
Dice Tomato. Billy Crystal was in Princess Bride. Yeah, he was the old guy at the door going, hey, have fun storming the castle. That's that right. Whole thing. Yeah. Well, anyway.
The My Giant actor. Yeah.
let's see. He recounted his experience during an appearance on Wednesday's The Tonight Show. Mm. That's with your Jimmy Fallon fella there.
That's with your Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
Crystal said his doctor recommended to get an MRI after he experienced a strange pain in his hip, possibly from a workout. During the MRI, people typically lay in or place a body part inside of a narrow tube-shaped piece of equipment. I've done this. It sucked. I hated it. Because he is very claustrophobic and was rather nervous about the procedure, he decided to get some weed gummies to calm himself down before. The guy at the cannabis place said, because there's a section for seniors... Two will make you feel good. So I said, I really want to feel fabulous. He told Jimmy Fallon. He explained that after he had changed into his hospital gown, the medical team had put colored dye in his hip to help with the clear imaging of the MRI. He ate 4 of the cannabis edibles.
Oh!
Yeah, he doubled his dosage. That was a mistake. Don't do that.
God, no kidding. If you're not familiar with how it's gonna do in your system, don't start with... double the recommended dosage.
Yeah. Jeez. 4 is a lot, no matter who you are. I mean, I don't know what I don't know what the milligrams per thing per
I mean, you're talking about like, you know, when you go to Vegas next time, you might do like half a gummy or something just to see.
Right. Right. And biochem makes a good point. A lot of people eat that much and they barf.
Yeah.
Because your body's like, no.
Oh, don't do it, people. Yeah. Jeez.
Start with one.
Start with half of one, see how you do.
Yeah.
And don't say, no, I'm not feeling anything. Let me try 6 more.
Yeah.
Like, there. Give it some time and then wait. Yeah.
Oh, Captain Kipper, that's cool. He says his daughter works at a weed producer. She extracts the THC for the edibles. That's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Does she ever just like wipe her eye once and then go, oh, I'm stoned for the rest of the afternoon? Or how's that work? I wonder. I wonder how careful you got to be.
Right.
Around extracted.
Oh, yeah. Good TVZ Gun says, yeah, Billy Crystal, they should have used Monsters, Inc. because that's his highest box office top earner mm-hmm. for Billy Crystal.
Yeah, because he was Mike. One-eyed Mike.
Mike yeah. Witowski.
Moving. Oh, I want to see. Has anyone watched the Disney Plus Monsters, Inc. series that's new? Is it any good?
I haven't yet, but.
I want to see it, I think.
I bet that's a good Nicole question because I could see Mateo or Ava being into that.
I could see why she'd like it. all right. Moving on to this story. this lady, so this is a nurse who quit being an ICU nurse and is now making six figures on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is, you know, I wanted to open a hardware store where all we sold was fans, ceiling, and otherwise. And I was told that the name was taken. So there goes that dream dashed against the rocks. Yeah.
It's kind of the flip side of that is I wanted to start my own little OnlyFans type service and call it Boobs, Butts, and Beyond.
Oh, but, that's pretty
good.
That
didn't work either.
Yeah, you'll get sued for that one probably.
Probably.
So I've changed the whole plan. The whole business plan has changed. My cover letter now says Oily Fans.
Oily Fans, yeah. Sure.
Uh-huh. And I'm just going to get, you know, pizza face teenagers involved. And
Homely Fans.
It'll be great. Just Oily Fans. Anyway, she was an ICU nurse. She was making, you know, whatever nurses make. And she ended up getting fired or asked to resign because they found out she was doing this on the side. So she went full time and now she's making bank.
Yeah.
Nursing is always where I saw myself, explains Allie Ray. Getting there was the hard part. She signed up for the Navy at 17, served as a yeoman, and assisted in admirals and penned awards literature anytime somebody received a medal. At 18, she married her husband and had two children right away. Ray, who's using her stage name here, it's not a real name, decided to leave the Navy in 2006 following Hurricane Katrina. She then got stationed in New Orleans during the disaster, witnessed the devastation and loss firsthand, took a toll. And after a brief stint in marketing, she enrolled in nursing school, eventually landing a job in a hospital in Massachusetts. So she was going to be an ICU nurse, and she did. She was real good. They go on to tell this whole story. She would work 14-hour days in the neonatal intensive care unit. That's hard with babies. I don't know how you do it. But she says she loved her work, but to blow off steam, to entertain herself, she began posting revealing shots of herself on Instagram, The Chive, and under the alias Allie Ray. What is The Chive? Hold on.
That's the thing. I know The Chive from being in restaurants where they have it on constant running on one of their TVs, and you look up and it's like people doing downhill luge and wiping out on a hay bale or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm looking at it now. Oh, it's a social media website where people dress up sexy a lot.
Okay. Is it put together by The Onion? Basically, is like part of The Onion, The Chive?
They're both owned by the potato subsidiary master company.
Right, exactly.
Best I can tell on The Chive here, this is sort of like Instagram, but for slightly more...
Yeah,
lewd posing or something. Doesn't appear to be pornographic necessarily, but anyway, the point is, what is the point? The point is, she did that and she really had a good time doing that. So after 9 years on the job, some nurse stumbled upon her photos and then reported her to her boss. And they informed her manager that they were called into the office. They were talking about their social media policy, which she was apparently in violation of. Got very uncomfortable. People were concentrating more on my performance outside the hospital versus my performance in the hospital. She's like, whatever, I'm out of here. She got out. She found OnlyFans. She started posting on there. And now she's a very
rich
person.
The rest is a big financial history.
Yeah.
Now, it's kind of, does that say just something sad about America is that a nurse makes far more on the internet taking her clothes off than she did actually nursing when she was helping people.
Swap that out with teaching, swap that out with just about anything like a noble thing and whatever. It's kind of a bummer, but here's the deal. I at one point thought, hey, isn't OnlyFans for like, it was originally intended to be for anybody. Like you and I would have an OnlyFans and say, all right, well, this is where you guys get to watch me draw and it's the only place I'm going to do it. So here's an exclusive thing.
Right.
There's a little paywall. You get in and you're good. But then you know, the site is like synonymous with people doing porn. And so I never even went near it. But I guess they're trying to change that image now. So now they're pushing new versions of their app on Android and iOS. They're trying to help, trying to make it so people see it as more than just, oh, that's that porny place.
Just porn stuff. The question is, do we put something up there to help them make that move to a less porn-focused social media site? Or do we wait till other people put non-porn stuff on there and then jump on board?
We right? let them pave the way, let them be the pioneers?
Right, exactly. Do we be pioneers or do we let somebody else be pioneers?
Oh, that's what it is. Amos Overlord's right. They are launching a non-nudie version of their service.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's...
They just won't allow it, so it'll be like OnlyFans PG or whatever, and it would just
right,
be
right.
whatever. I don't know, because gotcha. The concept is, I like the concept. I mean, anybody could do this with their own Patreon. Patreon doesn't have rules, as far as I know, they don't, about what you
right,
you
and you could
people.
Put videos of yourself doing drawings on there.
Yeah. Glad you finished that sentence, but yeah, I can do that.
doing your daily striptease, Scott, up on your Patreon.
Yeah. And all that's the other thing. People are talking about Tumblr in here and how it used to be really porny and not anymore. Because they put in a bunch of new rules. Apparently, that thing's on the rise. People are going back to Tumblr. Like in a pretty massive way for some. Like people like it. And they're like, yeah, I kind of miss having my own little space over there where I could just post stuff. And I don't know. Like newsletters.
Yeah, your chat roulette is now turning into a place where people discuss stock options.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. They're like buy low, sell high, all that stuff.
Right, all that stuff, yeah.
Wait, do you buy low? Yeah, buy low, sell
high. Buy low, sell high, yeah. Yes.
Look at me, I'm an expert in...
Yeah, look at you. You know step one of investments.
Yeah, look out, everyone. I know what's up. All right, that'll do it for today's stories. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom will be here. We'll have some tech news to talk about. We'll spend some time with Nicole and our recommendals for the week. And a whole lot more. So stick around. Brian, why don't you introduce this song that you have prepared?
Yeah. Oh, these guys are great. Memphis Soul with Jam Band Liberation. They are a band called Southern Avenue. And they've got a brand new album coming out called Be the Love You Want. It comes out later this month, August 27th, via BMG Renew Records. Big thanks to... let's see. Emily, and what is her label that she sent this from? Oh, I can't find it. Anyway, thanks, Emily, for sending this over. This is, if you're a fan of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings is the best comparison I can draw. There's some funk. There's some soul. This is really, really good. Southern Avenue, brand new song from their upcoming album. Here is Control.
And you gotta get through. Rubbing frozen dirt in your crotch is wrong. Hey, I don't want to be right.
Dear diary, I must be more careful when licking my genitals.
The Morning Stream. Always check your candy.
We're back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. That song again was...
That song is Control by the band Southern Avenue. It comes from their brand new album, Be the Love You Want, which comes out August 27th.
That's fan-freaking-tastic. All right. Let's take a moment, if we will, and do this.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man, as always, is Wednesday's own Tom Merritt. Tom is here to regale us with all sorts of tech news, because... We don't know where else to get
let
it.
Let the regaling begin.
Yes. Regaling implies we've already been galed, so this is a regaling.
That's yes. Right. Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Sorry we didn't get the galing right the first time. We'll regale you right now.
Sounds like something I'm supposed to have done to my bathroom or a fixture or something.
Yeah. Every few years, you just got to regale.
You got to regale. That's, yeah, the HOA comes after you if you don't do it. Tom Merritt joins us like he does every Wednesday. We talk about a little tech news in the morning as we prepare for the Daily Tech News Show later this afternoon. Tom, I assume there's something going on. I was scouring a few sites this morning as I try to do on Wednesdays just to kind of guess at what you might bring to the table. And I have to admit, today I have no idea. I couldn't find anything that seemed like splashy or big or anything.
There's Daily Tech News Show has been canceled for lack of news.
There's no tech today.
Yeah, forget it.
Did you all talk about Yik Yak coming back already?
No.
That's a great one to talk about.
Yeah, talk about Yik Yak.
So if anyone doesn't remember or never knew, Yik Yak ran from 2013 to 2017. It was a anonymous social network for people near you. So within a few miles of you, you wouldn't know anybody's name and you could just chat about anything anonymously. And as you can imagine, it became a paradise of people unburdened by the need to identify who they were. Right. No, it became a place for hookups and pot and parties. And eventually, unfortunately, a lot of harassment and abuse. In its waning days, they added usernames to the mix so that you could see who was saying something, even if you didn't know who they were. Because prior to that, it was just a bunch of comments. You didn't know.
Oh, really? You couldn't even tell if the same person said that as said the thing a few minutes ago. Oh, wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So they sold it to Square in 2017. Square took the technology and shut it down. I don't know what Square actually did with the technology, to be honest, but it was gone. A group of people that claim to be from Nashville, Tennessee, but apparently Annalie Newitz found on DTNS yesterday that they have a lot of engineers in Turkey, have created a new Yik Yak. They bought the name and the rights to use the name and all the logos and everything and have brought Yik Yak back. They say they're going to have a zero tolerance policy for harassment and a robust reporting scheme. But they're going to go back to the original idea, like no usernames, people within 5 miles of you saying whatever you want to say about whatever, as long as it's not violating their guidelines, which is basically they're like anything that can be construed as bullying, abuse, defamation, harassment, stalking, or targeted hate or public humiliation, as well as trying to share personal info, you know, doxing people.
Sure,
if that happens, one strike and you're out. Goodbye, you're banned.
Well, I just downloaded the app for funsies, and I looked at the initial sign-up process, and the very first thing they ask for is you got to verify your number, so you got to put your number in. They're going to send you a code and do all that. If I remember right, they didn't used to do that. Like, it used to just be get in and let's go. Like, there was no.
I think in the very, like, the 2013 days, right? You just got on and gave it access to location, and that was the end. Yeah. I think they did add phone number verification later on, and then, of course, later username. But now they're taking a few more precautions. We don't know who's behind it. At least I don't. If anybody does, let me know.
Yeah.
So, you know, be careful. You're giving somebody your phone number.
Yeah,
that you don't know. It did have to make it into the iOS App Store, so it's at least past the Apple vetting, which isn't perfect, but it's pretty good.
Yeah,
Maybe give them your Google Voice number just to be safe.
Yeah, well, you can, except you have to be able to reply with whatever text it sends you. So I don't know.
Oh,
if Google Voice
right.
Will
yeah,
do
that doesn't work. Yeah.
Does that work? I don't know if it does. Maybe you forward it or something. I don't know. But yeah, if you're feeling comfortable, it's got good reviews so far since its return. 4.1 out of 5 people saying, I'm so glad this is back. I love this thing. I'm trying to think what I would actually get. Like, the practicality of an app like this for me is super limited because I don't really want to talk to anybody.
The proximity, it's like, well, I only want people within 5 miles to know about my artwork.
right. There's no, so the value there isn't good.
It's not about promotion.
Right.
It's about conversation.
Right.
It's about, like, let's all be, the way the new Yik Yak is positioning it is everyone's equal. Even the most popular celebrity would appear exactly the same as anyone else. So you're not going to be tagged with labels. There's a lot of like, aren't you tired of being labeled as this or that? Get rid of those labels and talk freely. Nobody's going to know what kind of prejudices and assumptions you bring with you because it's all anonymous.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, just like the original Yik Yak, most of the talk seems to be among high school and college people about pot and parties.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Also, that idea that, you know, you could be the biggest celebrity and no one would know. I'm literally probably, and this is a sad statement, this is not a proud thing I'm saying. I am probably the most famous person within 5 miles of me. And that is saying a very sad thing. So unless, freaking Post Malone comes down from his mountain palace and is within 5 miles and decides to talk about whatever, then I think that's all you're going to get is me. And even if he did, that would still just be about pot and parties. So,
yeah,
I don't know what to tell you. Go ahead. Use it. Sounds like fun, I guess. I don't know what I would use this for. Seems weird.
I'm sure it's like Hookup Central. Like, where can I get pot around here? Or who wants to just hook up for a nooner?
Yeah, who wants a nooner?
I now know the most popular brands in my neighborhood.
For nooners or pot?
The second, yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't think the other goes on brand name, does it? I don't know.
It's on the
I'm out of the game. So.
Yeah,
it's called, of my moves are trademarked, but... Yeah,
it's new nickname. Its new nickname is Yik Yak, it sounds like to me. all right, well, there you go. Social media things sometimes leave, and then sometimes they rear their heads again and come back into your life, and... That's one of these. That is actually really interesting.
What other wonderful social networks of the early teens will return? Stay tuned.
Let's hope Friendster shows back up. Or
that's even longer ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
How about maybe Path? Peach will make a comeback.
Peach or Path. What was the?
Path is even older too.
What was the Kevin Rose thing? He tried to make a Twitter. That was a while.
Pounce. Those are all. Those aren't even teens era. Those are. Early aughts.
Yeah. Let's see here. Are they still around? Nope. I thought maybe Pounce they got sold and they were using it for something else. But
somebody like found the name.
Yeah. Can't, nobody pounced on it.
Plurk's still around if you want a really old social network that's still kicking.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And what about you always hear about when you do search results, you get stuff from, the one Google owns. And it's real quiet about.
Google Plus?
No, not that.
Buzz?
No.
Wave?
dang it. What's it called? You get a lot of questions on there answered. Quora?
Reader?
Oh, Quora.
Oh, Quora.
Yeah, that's still a thing. Isn't it?
Google owns Quora?
I thought they did. No? Do they not?
Well, maybe they do. If they did, I forgot.
It's been, I mean, it always felt like if they did, they were super hands off. Let's see. They're currently owned by, oh, dang it. It's not a Wikipedia page. What's going on?
Yeah, here? This is just showing Quora Inc., but.
I thought they were owned by, I guess not. Maybe I'm just thinking since they show up in results, I equate them with Google.
They do show up in Google search results a lot.
That's a dumb thing to, to associate, but I think I do. All right. Well, this is all well and good. We're going to talk about this and more stuff later today on the Daily Tech News Show, which you can catch at 2:30 Mountain Time. 2:30 Mountain Time? Yeah. Got the number right. That'll be great. Tom, anything else going on you want to mention?
Experiment Week starts next week on Daily Tech News Show. So, August is especially in Europe, is a big vacation time. And a lot of the tech news kind of slows down and waits for September to come back, as we get a lot of announcements and a lot of news leading up to the holidays. So we thought we'd take the last week of August and take the normal show down, the regular Daily Tech News Show down. But instead of just taking the week off, we're going to try some stuff. So Chris Ashley is going to do a barbecue tech show, and Rob Dunwood has got a roundtable show he's going to try out. We got Aunt Pruitt going to be showing up on a photography episode. So check out all experimental shows next week at DailyTechNewsShow.com.
That sounds magical. Tom Merritt, Ace Detect on Twitter, of course, follow him there. He's a great follow. I'm telling you, it's a fantastic follow on Twitter. Always has been. Speaking of social networks, where we still
heck of a follow.
And I'll see you a little
only
bit later.
Only on Plurk.
Yeah, only on Plurk. Check me out on Plurk, everybody. Plurk's a
terrible name.
Find
him on onlytech.com.
Isn't it? onlytech.com. Someone would figure out a way to make a porny. Just how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they just go like...
it's like, it'll be devices.
Yeah, the devices. Tech would be. You know, devices.
Devices.
Yeah, you know the kind. All right, Nicole incoming. Oh, Nicole changed her avatar to be a picture of her and her fabulously handsome Italian husband. It's very sexy.
True.
All right, here's this. Oh, we got a new dog, did we? So, wait, help me understand this, because originally you were going to actually come here and get some dog, but that never happened. Right.
Yep. Because, I told Mark, I said, if we're just going to do Dougie, that's fine. And then Mark's like, I really, really miss having a Doberman. Cause we've had a Doberman, 2002, I think is when we got Lexi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he just really misses Doberman. So I said, well, if you handle it, then fine. Yeah. It's all you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not all him, as you can see.
Of course. It's
not.
Just like your kid. Well, you can have this puppy if you take care of it and clean up after it.
That's kind of the way I said it, because I was like, I don't have the energy for another puppy. Ow!
Oh, look at him going after your finger.
She goes after my hair. She goes after everything.
Yeah, they
ow!
They're early.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, clamped down right on the...
They're biters, man.
So yeah, it was all Mark, but
I'm sure there's no portable gaming systems or toys or wires or anything for her to chew on.
I can tell you right now, we're going to lose a lot of shoes.
Yeah,
we're going to lose a lot of shoes.
It's
a
process.
We're going to lose some furniture. We're going to lose a lot.
It's a process with those. And I have a half Doberman, and she had her moments, man. Now she's all good, but it'll take a little while.
So,
I like the noises she's making.
Not my idea. It's a Doberman thing too.
Yeah. Like. Oh yeah, Dobermans are. They want to eat everything. They're a hound too, so they want to hunt and find a bird and chew it, and that's their deal.
It looks like she may have even chomped on your internet.
Yeah. is my internet?
Your video's choppy. Your sound's fine. Your sound's fine, but
your sound is fine. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Not my idea.
It's all good. Of course. But now you love them, and that's how it works. All right. Yeah. Let's do these recommendals here. We got stuff. Yeah, I think this is a great idea. Oh, you know what I forgot to do, though? I forgot to look at Nicole's files and make sure I captured them. Did you?
Oh, I didn't put anything in. I just got a YouTube clip for you.
Okay, fair enough. That's why I didn't see him pop. All right, so let's do this. Brian, we'll start with you. Yes. And you got any set up for these two that you got today?
Yes, they're both series. And the first one is, the first one is the first one I'm going to talk about. So,
all right, excellent. Here's that.
What do you do?
I'm a journalist. Mostly profiles and
where'd you go to school?
SUNY Potsdam. And then I moved to the city to change the world and make a name for myself and pay off my loans, all of which I have yet to do, so.
Won't he pay off your loans?
Shane? I
bet he could.
Well, yes. Yeah, he could.
Yeah, of course, because he's super rich.
Well, his family is wealthy compared to my family. Compared to most families, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like you scored. Yeah, he's super hot. Congrats.
Lady's voice is familiar.
I'm watching a long TikTok here.
Yeah.
Those two, so the three voices you're hearing there, the woman talking about paying off her student loans, that's Alexandria Daddario.
Oh, that's not who I thought it was. Okay.
From things like True Detective and San Andreas. I think she played The Rock's daughter. Yeah. But the other two are horrible. These horrible teenagers that are judgy and mean girls and that sort of thing. But that's just one of the multiple stories in The White Lotus, which is a new series on HBO. Great cast. Connie Britton. We talked about Stifler's mom, Jennifer Coolidge, Alexandria Daddario, Steve Zahn, who is fantastic.
She sounded like Leslie Mann, by the way. That's what she was.
Oh, she kind of did. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Molly Shannon makes an appearance in here as well. Basically, this is the way I described it on Twitter is if, and for the first few episodes, it feels like if Wes Anderson directed Fawlty Towers, because it all takes place at this big resort on Hawaii. Things kind of go wrong, and the resort manager, Armand, is running around trying to solve all these problems and kind of making, causing new problems with his solutions. Then it takes kind of a turn, and I feel like it's more of like David O. Russell directed Fawlty Towers about halfway through.
Oh, weird.
And boy, oh boy, stuff that happens in the very last episode is some crazy ass shite, some crazy stuff. I'm not 100% sure I loved the ending. I mean, it was an ending, and the showrunner is Mike White, who did School of Rock.
To the end.
Yeah. I mean, it is an ending, and it was a satisfying ending, but it wasn't the ending that I was hoping for. And he's even gone on record and said, yeah, because life doesn't work that way, and sometimes the thing you hope is going to happen doesn't happen. And Mike White's great. I mean, he did that. I'm trying to think of what that Laura Dern show was that he directed for HBO, but it is,
you're right. I know that. I can't think of the name either, but I know what you're talking
about. There will. So it was a limited series, but there will be it's a 6-episode first season. There will be another season. It'll take place at a different resort under the White Lotus umbrella with different characters and a different, Enlightened. Thank you. That's the Laura Dern thing. That was also Mike White. We really enjoyed it. And it's one of those things that we've thought about a lot since we watched the finale. So that's one of those things that is a representation of if something is powerful or not, is if you think about it afterwards and say, man, all right, yeah, that ending got weird and dark but it's not like a throwaway show where it's like, whatever. It ended. Let's move on to the next thing.
You had me at Steve Zahn always and forever.
Steve Zahn is excellent in this. Mm. And Jennifer Coolidge goes drama instead of being
Stifler's mom. This is an unusual role for her, it sounds like.
It is. Yeah, it really is. 6 episodes, about an hour long each one. You get through it in a couple days. It, showcases some rich people being assholes and some not so rich people getting the brunt of that, and the people you kind of root for to get their comeuppance.
You got the kid who plays Worker Bee in The Inhumans is in this. Keo Carmano. He also played young Aquaman, young Arthur.
Oh, okay. All right.
2018 movie.
Yeah, Kai. So he's Kai. He's an employee of the White Lotus. And
he looks like a surfer boy. some kind of surgery.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does.
Yeah. Yep. And that's okay.
So anyway, it's good stuff. You know, it's multiple stories. It's kind of like Fantasy Island without the fantasies, but I don't want to, that really puts it in a bad recommendal spot. I had to watch the new Fantasy Island on Fox.
Oh yeah. I was going to ask you what you thought of
that. I could barely get through one episode of that. Oh,
no.
Garbage. It is just garbage.
I knew it would be. Okay. Is there a tattoo equivalent or no tattoo type in there? Is there any?
There, it begins with no tattoo type, but there, she gets a tattoo by the end of
the
end of the first episode.
She gets a tattoo.
She gets a tattoo.
Is it the plane or something dumb like that?
No. It's not like she gets a tattoo. She gets her version of a Hervé Villechaize character.
Oh, of him but, on her? Oh, I see.
No. Well, she doesn't like get a tattoo on her skin. Oh. She gets a helper.
A helper, right.
She gets her, right. However, the way this helper comes about is because of an interesting tattoo.
Really? Because and that character is played by Peter Dinklage. Just kidding. That's not
right. He wouldn't go near that.
No,
girl.
Hell no. Yeah. Hell no.
Well, seriously, one of the stories in Fantasy Island was a woman who's on a diet who just wants to eat fat food. And so her fantasy is to come to this island and eat fattening foods.
This sounds a lot like the old show. It's all bad. None of this is good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but at least the old show is like, oh, this woman is fantasizing about a relationship that she never fully realized, and things ended before she had the chance to do it. And so she gets another chance, but realized that he's not the right person for her. Mm. Or, yeah, this woman just wants to eat donuts. Okay. Literally, she just wants to eat donuts.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is the granddaughter to... Because it's supposed to be grandniece.
You're missing some really good stuff on my camera right now.
Oh, and I see the puppy like chewing on his bed. It's super cute.
Eventually, he's going to tear it apart. Right.
Oh yeah, the whole
us.
World's going to be chewing. You're in Chew Town now. Is what you're in.
Yeah.
So, all right. I guess I'll never watch it. But I just thought. Yeah. I thought for sure you were going to come back with, you know, it's not bad. It's kind of a nice.
No, I'm definitely not going to say that. It is bad, and it. If it makes it through the entire season, I'll be surprised.
Okay. Well, that
however,
bad.
However, I do recommend The White Lotus on HBO.
Nice.
Starring great cast characters. Connie Britton, again, another person that she can do no wrong ever since Friday Night Lights. You just got to love Connie Britton.
She's amazing. So, I love her.
She is.
Debbie, stop it.
Yeah, I love her. She's great. All right. On that note,
all right.
Let's play your second
Second clip. I'm just going to go ahead and preface this by saying... this is safe for work. It uses medical terminology, but if there's any sort of ears around that maybe doesn't want to hear medical terminology for body parts, you might want to skip ahead exactly 1 minute from the time that Scott starts playing my clip.
All right. Excellent. No, I like warnings and disclaimers. Yes. That's great.
However, this is one of the
it's
funniest things.
It's not somebody
things.
Chewing, is it?
Oh, God. No, it's not.
Cole does not like that. Not a fan of the chewing on mic, are you?
I'll punch you.
Well, Sidian might be psychic.
I remember once yes. playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 with Nicole. And I think it was Eric was eating on his microphone. And I remember Nicole losing her shit. On that call, you were so mad and
Eric,
so irritated that he was
Eric,
eating.
Could you please not do that?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Mateo does it when he's playing with his friends, and I'm like, dude, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
It's so gross.
You need to learn some gaming etiquette
That's
and
right.
not eating.
That's right. And, right call, and also grenades are called grenades. Don't forget, they're grenades.
Grenades. Kicked them right in the grenades.
Right in the grenades. All
grenard.
Right. Brian,
all right,
here's
so
your
here's
clip.
My clip from a series, and... That was your warning. That's all you're going to get.
All right, here you go.
Vagina is where the penis goes. Ovaries make eggs for you and me. Testes are where the sperm repose. Cervix is where they can swim free. Fallopian tubes are where both of them meet. Uterus is where cells start to sprout. Placenta is what they like to eat till the baby comes straight out.
The vagina?
That's right. Now sing with me.
Vagina is where the penis goes. Ovaries make eggs for you and me. Testes
are where the sperm repose.
Cervix
is where they can swim free.
Fallopian tubes
are where both of them meet.
Uterus
is where cells start to sprout.
Placenta
is what they like to eat. Till the baby comes straight out the vagina.
Wow. That, I hope I don't get dinged for that. That seems like a full song. I might have to.
Watching this. It's on Apple TV. Shemeg de Guggen. What is it? Shemeg de Guggen. Yeah.
Well, I like that name even better.
Shemeg de Guggen.
Shmigadoon. Shmigadoon. It's like it's a play on Brigadoon, Shmigadoon.
Shmigadoon.
Shmigadoon. This is a comedy on Apple TV starring Cecily Strong and Keegan-Michael Key about a couple who goes on a hike and goes through a little fog and comes out of the fog on the other side and ends up in this land where they are in a musical. Oh. And it's also a 6-episode limited series, although I think, again, there might be a season 2 if it does well. It basically just pays homage to all the musicals of the 40s and 50s, like Sound of Music and Music Man and stuff like that. It is, what's that?
It's fun.
It is fun. It is. It's really cute. And it's got a great cast. The two I mentioned, Fred Armisen, Alan Cumming is in this, Jane Krakowski, Martin Short makes an appearance as a leprechaun, Kristen Chenoweth.
Yeah. You had me at the leprechaun. That's great. I'll watch
yeah.
that.
Oh yeah. It's great. Yeah. And basically everything is told in song from in this land. And, at first it feels like, all right, this is kind of an SNL skit that is extended out for 6 episodes. And it kind of is,
yeah.
But it works. Mm. This wouldn't have worked as this would have been a great SNL skit that they kept coming back to. Mm. With the guest of the week discovering this area and having this all this stuff, but the music that's written for this thing is brilliant. It reminds me of
something that like Trey Parker, Matt Stone might write. It's very
very South Parkian. Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Well, you know, you can't bring up South Park without talking about what they did.
What happened?
Yeah. Did you guys talk about it?
No, what happened?
Last we talked about it, they were in the process of saying they were going to buy Casa Bonita.
Oh, that
they've come out and said.
Yeah,
that they've bought it, and barring any sort of bankruptcy hurdles and issues, then the purchase is finalized. And
oh wow! All right, so it's done.
First item on the menu is getting better food. They said.
Right, exactly. Yes, keep the soap papillas the same, but improve everything else.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, I knew they were aiming to do it, but it sounds like progress has been made. So. Very cool.
That's correct.
Did you ever play the DLC from Fractured Butthole?
No, I never
no,
did.
No, where you go, the specific go, Casa Bonita DLC.
They go to Casa Bonita. It's so fun. It's a lot of fun.
I didn't play that whole game. I played their first one all the way through the, what was it called?
Oh, yeah, the...
not the Fractured Butthole. No.
No, it was the...
crap. The first fantasy-based one. The second one was more sci-fi.
What is it?
I forgot that.
I played both of them. I love both.
Stick of Truth.
Stick of Truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Stick of Truth has less meaning than Fractured Butthole. But anyway, no, that's cool.
I just said it a few times before I got it.
That's a good update. Yeah. I'm happy to hear that. I would go there. I'd make a point of going there. Like that's.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh yeah. Man. Yeah. Totally. I mean, once they've got it up and running and the initial huge crowds have probably died down. Oh, look at that bed just getting destroyed. Then we'll do like a little Denver Tadpool meetup and people can come from far and wide to join us. She just pulled herself right off the bed. It was great. It was like,
that was amazing.
I wonder if somebody could clip that.
Yeah, clip that and send me that. It's very brief, but it was really good. That was freaking funny. All right. I'm going to play a clip here. This is for my recommendal this week, and it's a mini series documentary on Netflix. And I have one episode left, but I think I'm in good enough shape here to recommend it. So enjoy.
Drug dealing was something that was natural to me.
If you would have told us that we were criminals, we would have laughed. We're 20-year-old kids. We're just having fun.
Willie and Sal were the kings of cocaine in South Florida. They're first-generation immigrants. They thought this was their path to the American dream.
The most prolific drug traffickers in U.S. history.
All right. Guesses? Any guesses?
No idea. I was thinking, when you described it, I was thinking it was going to be the surfing documentary, but that's definitely not it.
Nope. That'd be cool, though. A cocaine business that's all the drug mules are surfers.
All the surfers. It's Point Break, basically.
That'd be amazing. No, it's called Cocaine Cowboys, Kings of Miami is the subtitle. Okay. And it's a documentary about these dudes who are from Cuba originally, settled in Miami, and became the biggest cocaine dealers in the history of this country during the 80s, the heyday of cocaine. And they were notable in the early days for being the one organization where nobody was dying. Like, there weren't people getting killed or rubbed out for whatever, for turning state's evidence, or, you know, it was a lawyer, you know, if you were about to testify against, you know, one of your somebody at the not the dealership, whatever you call it, in the organization, you might get killed in any other organization, but this one. So it was like a weird one-off where they were kind of public. They were racing in these boat races. They were super into those, and those were very public, and everyone knew who they were. And they were giving millions, maybe billions away to the community and people around them. And like, they're just this oddball thing until somebody was killed. And when that person got killed, they found a bunch of paperwork that led back to the guys who were in charge of this whole thing. And then the feds came, and then they got in prison and all that. And then the documentary for a couple episodes is all about their preparation for trial and how in jail they were just getting favors from everybody. And they weren't really in jail. They were kind of in, you know, it was almost like a vacation. It's basically Miami Vice, but the bad guy side of Miami Vice. It's really interesting, weirdly fun for a documentary about a serious subject matter. Like, there's a real energy to it. And I don't mean that they're not taking it seriously. What I mean is it's like they're presenting what the good time they were having. Like, they're like, we were just having like that guy said in the clip, we were just having fun. We were 20. We, you know, we didn't know any better. And some of these guys that they interview are the actual people in the case who were, you know, big high ups in the organization. And some of them are, you know, just, you know, regular dudes. Now, one guy's like a real estate developer or something, but he spent time in prison for what he did and all this other stuff. And they talk about how you couldn't make me walk into a store and steal candy. I couldn't deal with it. That level of guilt, and I would never do it, but I could drive around in a van full of $6 million worth of cocaine and sell it to people. No problem. It's like, to them, they didn't even feel like they were breaking the law. They just were doing this hot thing that was the big thing in the 80s. Anyway, I found it super fascinating so far. Like I said, I have one episode left where I assume I figure out what happened to the founders. I don't know, because they've been holding that kind of close to their chest, but it's very good. It's on Netflix, Cocaine Cowboys, Kings of Miami, a very short, limited series, which are my favorite kind of documentary series. Yeah. I don't need them to go on forever. And this one seems like it knows that, so worth checking out. All right, Nicole.
All right.
Hey, the dog's just laying there now. This is good. Look at that. Just chilling.
Maybe not. Yep. No more.
I'm trying to make sure she's not chewing on like wood or furniture. Yeah. That's the only thing.
Now it's going to go take a hot, fresh dump somewhere. It'll be great.
No, she already did that. Oh. So.
All right, Nicole, all right. You got something. What do you got?
All right, so I'm going to preface this by saying that we try to do like movie nights with the kids.
Yeah.
And a new movie came out, and we decided to. I was going to rent it, but you can't rent it.
Oh.
You have to subscribe to Peacock, and it's only $4.99. So it's like renting it for $4.99 and then getting a month of other stuff.
And you still get a month. Yeah.
Hey, right. Do you know what it's called when you just do the free tier of Peacock? They call that they call that free cock. If you just do the free tier, that's what they call that. It's free cock.
I read your tweet the other day.
Yeah, yeah. I love to smear a joke around as much as I can. Anyway, go ahead. Continue.
So there's your clip.
All right.
I honestly thought it was going to be awful. I actually kind of had fun with it.
All right.
The kids loved it.
The kids will love it, like Marty McFly says. All right, here we go. Why isn't it running? There we go. Okay.
You won't go out of my way.
In days of yore, there were two warriors.
I'd kill for a spicy tuna roll right about now.
Get yourself a little something.
The brothers grew apart.
Alec Baldwin.
And a new age began. The middle age.
Dad, is Uncle Ted coming for Christmas this year?
Sweetie, sometimes you just grow apart.
Diamonds all in my ring, player. Gold watches, gold chain, player. Walk in the building, I own it.
Ted, I missed you so much.
That's my girl.
Woohoo!
You can't solve everything with money.
But you can, Tim.
You haven't changed at all. You're still a big baby. Suck it, Ted.
You suck.
Get that passy out of my face.
Excuse me. I hate to interrupt. I mean, it's a riveting conversation. But why don't you both suck it?
Wait, so who's that girl? How do I know her voice?
I think that's, I don't know for sure, but it sounds like Megan Mullally, or what's her name?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
So is this the, this is the Boss Baby. I don't
the
know
Boss
what
Baby when, sequel. Yeah.
Oh,
the,
is it?
This okay. is Boss Baby 2.
Bosser Baby.
Bossery Baby.
And you can watch it in the movie theaters, or you can watch it on premium of Peacock. Again,
is there a third option?
Not watching it.
So wait, this is Boss
I
Baby.
We had fun with it.
Yeah. So we did the see two, the first one. Yeah.
So the first one, you had Alec Baldwin as the boss baby, and the whole premise was puppies were going to take over the cuteness of the world or whatever. And they, but now they're grown. So both the original boss baby is an adult, and his older brother is an adult, and his daughter is now a boss baby.
Okay.
It sounds so terrible as
I'm explaining.
It does
sound bad,
this.
But yeah. Oh, Amy Sedaris. That's who that is.
Oh my
I knew
God.
I knew that voice.
Who's the voice?
Amy Sedaris. That's who that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's great. I love her.
She is great.
Yeah. Oh, look at all these names.
Also, Jeff Goldblum is in this.
Yeah.
And there's a twist to that I'm not going to tell you about.
Yeah. No one asked if you. He does like that. Does he talk like that?
He does.
Oh, good. Well, then that's what we want. That's what we want out of him. We don't want anything
that's
else out of him.
The Goldblum we want.
Yeah, it's the gold standard for Jeff Goldblum. Lisa Kudrow's in this. Weird. What she did? What does Lisa Kudrow do? She's somebody's mom.
I think she's the voice of a mom. She's the voice of the Alec Baldwin boss baby and the other.
Oh,
kids.
Lisa Kudrow is getting a paycheck.
Got
is
it.
What she is.
Yep.
The parents. And it's Mark and I were watching it, and it's characters actually look like the voice actors. So Lisa Kudrow's cool. character kind of looks like her, and her husband is
Jimmy Kimmel.
What's his? Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And it looks like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I kind of heard it in the trailer just briefly. And also, didn't I thought I heard Gandalf or somebody in this.
So that's the wizard alarm clock from the first one.
Oh, okay. So I was trying to find Ian McKellen, but I can't find him on the list. So maybe that's old.
Right. And I'm recommending it because it wasn't that bad. If you have kids, it's a cute little movie. I don't know. I mean, it was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have watched. I definitely wouldn't have watched it if I didn't have kids to watch it with.
Yeah. Sometimes that's worth it.
But the Jeff Goldblum part of it's actually pretty funny.
So you can't get it on Freecock, only Peacock. So get that.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, we earlier were talking about the Monsters, Inc. series that's on Disney Plus, and was curious if you and the kids had seen that yet.
I tried to put it on.
Yeah.
But Ava screams every single time. I don't want to watch that.
Oh, really?
She doesn't want to watch it.
Oh.
At all.
Do they freak her out or something? Like the monsters?
I don't know. Yeah. The funny thing is we've watched Monsters University. And she didn't get upset with that one, but she just didn't want to watch the show. She wasn't into the show at all.
Yeah, it's weird. Kids have funny taste, right? Like you don't know until you try.
She's all sometimes. Still, yeah. She's still all about Bluey right now.
Yeah,
nothing but Bluey. Either that or that stupid Diana show. Oh God.
I have adult friends who want to watch Bluey 24/7. So something's going on with Bluey. Bluey is like
Bluey's great.
A weird anomaly.
Crack for adults.
Yeah.
There is a funny TikTok that came across my FYP the other day. And the guy's sitting there watching Bluey and he goes, yep, another day in Amish country. And he gets up and he takes his camera and he has this huge picture window. And you see his little girl watching Bluey. Mm. But as he pans to the picture window, there's like seven Amish kids watching Bluey.
Through the window?
Through the window.
Oh, they're having Rumspringa. Yep. They're doing a little Rumspringa early.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. By the way, the chat room noticed this, and I couldn't help but notice it as well, but the Jeff Goldblum photo on IMDb is precious, dude.
What oh, amazing. It's fantastic. Yeah.
So good. I want that shirt. It's so good. Oh, well, anyway. Okay. I'll watch Boss Baby 2, but I probably should see the first one, right? I never did. So
honestly, I don't think you need to.
Yeah. I mean, he's a baby and he's like a boss.
He's like a boss. Like
now you're caught up. Now you're caught up.
Okay. Yeah. So ruthless businessman in a baby's body. I pretty much know the whole story, right? That's it.
I did get the impression that this was supposed to be released around the holidays because there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of Christmas stuff. So I'm sure this was one of the movies that were delayed.
A December push. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, it might have been. Uh-oh, what's eating now?
Uh-oh.
What's She's eating now?
Chewing up a trash bag.
Oh, no. Before you know it, it'll be a Mark's bag. We don't want that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is great. Nicole does this cool thing later after the fact. She puts this stuff up on her Twitter account at Nicole's Bag. So I would recommend following her, and you'll be able to find out exactly what we freaking talked about today. Okay. Okay. Yay. Nicole, have a great day. And that dog's awesome. We love it.
Bye.
I don't want that dog. Bye. I love dogs. Dogs
She's adorable.
Yeah. Is it she or he? I didn't hear.
I thought she said she, but.
She's are better for dogs. Sorry, men, but she's
sorry, male dogs.
Yeah, they're just better. They don't do the lift leg thing. I know they can still pee and they squat, but it's just something about. I don't know. They're just better dogs. And you don't have a big red wiener all the time. It's like sticking out and stuff. Like, who needs rocket. That?
Daisy does the squat to pee, but then she also lifts a leg. So she squats and lifts a leg. We don't know why she does this, but it is the funniest thing.
That is weird. I swear it's like a weird breed thing. Like Rainer does the, you know, has her way with a pillow. Like she's a male dog and she's, well, she's both fixed and a female and it makes no sense that she's humping that pillow. And other people are like, well, it's just a show of dominance. I'm like, fine, but still weird looking, still funky. Anyway, well, there you go. That's today's program. I really enjoyed it. I have to burp though, because I have this, for some reason I'm drinking a Mountain Dew Zero, Baja Blast here on the show. I don't know why. But I wanted to give a quick shout out to Jim Jensen in our community who doesn't live too far from me. He was at I don't know what the store was, but there's a store that does stuff that's almost ready to expire. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Okay.
I don't know the name of it, but everything's on discount because it's about to expire. Well, so
like Family Dollar or something like that. But
it's like that.
Similar. Yeah.
It's like that. But oh, this isn't one of the cans because the ones he got me are the melon ones that I love. Anyway, he brought like $7 worth, which doesn't sound like that would be that much, but it's like a ton of this stuff because it was all marked down to like $1.50 per 12 pack.
Yeah. And it's not like it's going to, like, on the day it expires, it's going to taste any different than Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Especially soda. It's just, it lasts for another
years. All of a sudden the zero drops and all of a sudden it turns into sugar. It just becomes sugar.
Yeah. It's just a big lumpy goo ball of sugar.
Right.
But yeah, like, it's not Big Lots. I don't remember the name, but I just wanted to shout him out and tell him thanks because that was really nice. I still need to Venmo him or something, but it was really nice of him. $1.50 is all these things cost for a 12-pack.
We love the Jensens.
The Jensens are great. Him and Robin.
We did get, by the way, you and I both got some cat poop coffee. I have it upstairs.
Oh, we'll Kim said, she said, whenever Brian's ready, let me know and she'll make it that morning. So,
okay.
All right. If you want to do that next week before you go, that'd be good.
We'll do that next week, yeah.
Excellent. That'll do it for the show. I would like to remind folks at home that the best way to get a hold of us and have stuff read on the air, if you want to be like Ricard at the top of the show, you can send an email to themorningstream@gmail.com. And for everything else you're looking for, it's over at frogpants.com/TMS. And if specifically you're looking for the cheapest way to support your favorite content creators, do it at our Patreon, our poorly designed Patreon that was really built in favor of you and not us. We were dumb, but now the genie's out of the bottle and we can't cram him back in. So go there and take advantage of us. It's patreon.com/TMS. Even $1 a month for 16 freaking episodes plus other content is what you'll get for that. Reminder, I think it's this Saturday. Oh, shoot.
What?
No, Friday.
It's a week from Friday as our play date. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. It's not this Friday. It's a week from Friday and it's on a Friday. Right.
The 27th. Yes.
Right. Wait. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I'm getting confused with some other stupid Saturday commitments that I hate and I don't want to do. Whatever those are, I'd like to try to bump them.
It's Friday. It's a week from Friday, the 27th, will be our next patron play date.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So watch for that. Okay, that's it, I think. You got anything else?
A song, Scott. A song in my heart. It needs to get out.
All right.
It's got to get out.
Squeeze it like a cyst and let's get it out of there.
Yeah. Taylor wrote in and said, "This is for your dedicated listener and my boyfriend, Tyler Rivers. It's his birthday on August 31st. We're not going to be doing a show on August 31st, so I bumped this one to now. So happy early birthday, Tyler. Taylor wanted you to hear the song. They suggested Wonderwall by Oasis. Just find a good cover of that. There are a lot of great covers of that song. This is one of the more unusual ones. This is a great swing big band cover of Wonderwall by Oasis, performed by Fred Schreiber and Das Grolle Komflot.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Yeah. Came out in 2012 on an album called Death to the 90s. Here is Wonderwall.
I'm still a little freaked out by that name. But anyway, here it is. Enjoy this. We'll see you tomorrow.
That they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Backbeat, the word was on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I don't know how. 'Cause maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my Wonderwall.
Part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I gotta cancel.
Oh.
Cancel culture.